This is Dr. Olivera dictating on January the 17th, 2023. The name of the patient is Norma White. The last name is W-H-I-T-E. First name is Norma, N-O-R-M-A. This is the clinical case of an 82-year-old. Patient of Bobby, B-O-B-B-I-E, Joe, J-O, Alcazar, A, L like in Lima, C like in Charlie, A like in Alpha, Z like in Zulu, A like in Alpha, R like in Roger. Bobby Joe Alcazar, ARMP, who is referred to this office because of decrease in the kidney function, period. In the referral, we have in May of 2021, the serum creatinine was between 1.3 and 1.4, and the estimated GFR was between 30s and 40s, comma. In December of 2021, The kidney function was similar. In October 12th of 2022, there was a determination that was consistent with a creatinine of 1.79 and an estimated GFR of 29 mLs per minute. And lately in January the 10th of 2023, the serum creatinine is 1.4 and the estimated GFR is 46.5. Period. The most likely situation is that the October determination was not accurate. The patient has remained with the same kidney function. And that is going to be evaluated in detail. The patient is scheduled to have an ultrasound of the kidneys tomorrow, and we are going to order a urinalysis, a protein creatinine ratio, and macroalbumin creatinine ratio, and evaluation of the laboratory workup and the ultrasound afterwards, period. The patient has a history of atrial fibrillation that eventually was treated with a permanent pacemaker. That was more than 10 years ago. The patient just had the device changed, and she's good for another 13 years. She has a history of anticoagulation with Eliquis, 5 milligrams POBID. Comma, the patient takes blood pressure medication and amlodipine in combination with lisinopril with a good blood pressure control. She has a history of hyperlipidemia and a history of osteoporosis, taking alendronate, alendronate, 35 milligrams on a weekly basis. The patient is completely asymptomatic. Number two, the arterial hypertension as mentioned before is in the presence of a BMI of that is 29. The blood pressure reading in the office 138 over 81. The recommendation, decrease the sodium intake to 2000 milligrams in 24 hours. Restrict the fluid intake to 50 ounces in 24 hours and continue taking the medications as prescribed, period. A plant-based diet is recommended, and the industrial production of protein like chicken, pork, and red meat are discouraged, period. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia that has been under control with the administration of atorvastatin 10 milligrams once a day. Following number, the patient has osteoporosis, taking 35 milligrams of alendronate on a weekly basis. She has been taking this medication for a lengthy period of time. We are not going to make any changes in the dose unless we have a findings in the urinalysis or the kidney function. Period. In order to complete the assessment, we are going to check the vitamin D levels, PTH, spot urine for protein and creatinine, urinalysis, Chem-20 and CBC, period. The patient will be reevaluated in about 3 to 4 weeks. Period. Thanks for your kind referral. Thanks for the kind referral. Paragraph, we invested 15 minutes reviewing the referral, 20 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.